Hallelujah. Teach your young girls to be Reginas, queens. Queens. I was talking to my friend yesterday, and she was talking about a friend of hers that had never been married, and when she decided that she had met the right man, she was 50, she got married. I mean, he was out there, is what I'm saying. Wait for him. Oh, where did I go, Lord? We're talking about death, and I was looking for something this morning, and I mentioned this before, and I was just saying, Lord, do I share this morning? Talking about death. It's not depressing, all right? Death is not depressing. It's just a way out of here if you're born again. Amen? And that's why God says, I want you saved. I want you saved. I want you totally, undeniably, unbreakably connected to me. When something is broken, they are sorted back together with that hot metal and stuff so it doesn't come apart. And Jesus said, my blood puts you in me. When you receive me, he said, don't turn your back on me. Don't walk away from me. The Bible says if they turn back, there's no more hope because Christ is not going to die again. How many times he died? One time. He's not going to die again. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, help me to say stuff with compassion. You know, I taught school for 30 years. And you had to get over on, T ain't in here. I was going to pick on him. T was a good student. I was about to say, you had to get over on them Sammies. Those Sammies. Pardon the grammar. Bad, bad grammar. Before they got over on you. So I always had a word first. And came down a few times and, you know, you had those want a buck anyway. I said, listen, I have six sons. Two or three of them weigh 250 pounds. Now you come after me if you want to. That's I know that's not spiritual, but I did tell a few that. Woo, glory. Woo, glory. Woo, glory. Listen, know that you know God loves you. Say that. Say, I know that I know that I know that I know that I know God loves me. Say, God, I know that I know that I know that I know that I love you too. Now he said, how are men going to know that you love me? He said, what? I keep your commandments. That's how we know. So let's get the word of God down in our hearts. And first, you know, you can't look around. And we got young people here, definitely wanting the teenagers and all the pressures and things pulling at them. And they can pull up anything on the internet. My God. Whoa. We've got to make sure that they got the word in them. And the pressure's coming, but you can't let people pull at you away from your God. You don't want to go to hell with them. You want to get them out of hell by talking Jesus, talking the word. If they laugh at you, I stood alone a many time by myself. And there was another lady, you remember Reverend Brand and his wife, was there, and we'd see each other, but we didn't know each other. And after they came to Houston, I said, I know you. She said, I know you too. And then we talked about how we were by ourselves. We thought in there each one of us were who loved the Lord. They used to say, Corey, you're going to rot in that dorm. I didn't go to school to do all that stuff they were doing. I went to get an education so I could get out and get a job, blah, blah, blah. You've got to do it for you. When you leave that boy, that girl that's pulling at you and whatever in a year or two, you may never see them again. But you will always be with you. And you will always be accountable to God for what you did with the word that you have heard, or what you didn't do with the word that he has given to you. I'm telling you, young people, there is a God who loves you more than that boy or that girl or those situations that you're in. And they might want to laugh at you, so laugh on, but I know who I am. And I'm like, Gail, I know me better than me. You know, I was a pretty young girl. Wasn't I, May? May was in my class. I'm a pretty young girl. I was. Like that pretty lady right there. I would have come up here so they could see what I looked like. And I could have had any guy, whatever, almost any, not any, on the campus, and even some of the teachers, I tell them, man, don't you have a wife? But my mom and my dad put Jesus in me as much as they knew. And I lived that out. I'm telling you, you have the word in you. Live it out. That you don't know yet, get the book. Some of you need to just buy a Bible and put your phone and pads down so you know it's more than that verse that you're reading in the Bible. Whew. God loves you. He said, tell you that I love you. But one day, you're going to have to give an account before me. He said, Jesus came to set us free. And whom he sets free is free indeed. I don't know what it is you need from God today. I don't know what struggles you are going through, but God knows. And he said, I'm setting you up now to receive me and all that I have. In 2 Peter chapter 1, 2 and 4, and I'm not going to have them pull that up. That was one of our scriptures where it tells us that he's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Well, if it's in there, I need to dig and dig and dig and find it. Instead of, God, I don't understand this. I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what you mean, but I know something is missing in me. I know I'm empty on the inside. I know I've made you sad and my life is all messed up. Or you may be serving God all the time, but Lord, I know I should go deeper into you and walk this love walk. And when I walk, I emanate your love. You know, somebody has a good smelling cologne and you walk by and you smell that cologne and it smells good. It's emanating from them. And so the love of God comes out of you, and everywhere you go, you are love in action. So about death, they funeralized the 15-year-old young man yesterday? 16. Who would have thought 2 weeks after his mom died that he would be buried too? God says, I love you. I love all of you. I love every child in here, from the newborn babe to the oldest one in here. Is anybody in here older than me? Am I the oldest person in here? Ruby. Thank you, Ruby. Thank you. That's my sis. She's older than I am, of course, yes. I thought Mr. AJ was older than I was until I saw his birthday. I said, shoo. Now I know he looks older than I do. Mr. AJ is my friend. But this happened to me. And sometimes I don't know how or why the Lord will reveal things to me. And I'm not quick to share a lot of the things that he reveals. I may give you surface, but not detail. You know, Pastor Sam went home to be with the Lord a while back, and I saw him in the spirit, and he said, tell him I had to go. COVID was just a way out. And we don't understand everything. And I was asking the Lord, because when Corrine told me about Kim, I was just crying and going on. And later in the day, I said, Lord, I was saying, Lord, why? He said, some things you'll not know this side of heaven. So that was my comfort and my peace. Pray for the Tally Forbes family.